Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Tim
and Noah
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast.
On this week's mini-episode, Noah and special guest Max talk about their trip to Joshua Tree.
Tan cast.
This is Noah. We're on our way back from Joshua Tree. I'm with Max and Kathy. Kathy probably won't say anything. She's always quiet. Kathy? Yep, there she is. So, we're going to talk about trip. I think we're going to do top three road trips. Do you have
top three road trips?
Do you have one?
Woo!
Do you have three?
I think so, but one of them should be this one.
That's okay. I'm not using this one. So.
Okay.
I think you might use another one that I'm going
to
use.
Oh, I'll have to. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll have to think about this. What? All right, we'll see.
No, I can use not the other one.
All right. Let's talk about trip. We got there.
Wait, you didn't tell them where we went yet.
What?
We didn't tell them where we went yet.
Yeah, I said we're going back from Joshua Tree.
Oh, Joshua Tree
National Park. Yeah.
Yep.
There's lots of Joshua trees there.
Which is a weird, funky-looking tree, which I don't even think is a tree. I don't think it falls over too easy. No real tree would fall over that easy.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, I want facts.
Okay. Well, you're the one with the phone right now.
we got there Friday?
Friday night, yeah.
Yeah, we tried to get a camping spot, but it was apparently pretty packed. Someone thought people wouldn't be camping on Thanksgiving. Someone was wrong. That's okay.
Why would people... Thanksgiving is a family holiday where you go eat a bunch of stuff that you cannot make while you're camping, yet apparently people like to go camping.
You go on Thanksgiving, you went the day after Thanksgiving.
That's true.
But the guy did say it's been full,
since 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But also, I feel like especially in California, I feel like people may be fuck Thanksgiving, like, I'm not going to support that, and, like, I'm going to go camping and be going nature.
That's what I said before.
Hippie Thanksgiving.
So we couldn't get a camping spot that night, so we stayed at some place close by.
Still did camp, but we just camped in a dirt parking lot.
Yeah, we camped in a dirt parking lot, which was fine. We got to see some stars.
As long as you're gonna make a fire, I'm happy.
We saw some... Well, we both also saw a star for the first time that was, like, sparkling green, blue, red, and... Was that it?
And it was really bright, and it was changing extremely rapidly.
Yeah, it was very weird. We thought it was a plane at first, but then, yeah.
It just kept staying there.
And then we looked up, and I guess that happens. Particles and gases and shit. Swamp gas.
Now I definitely believe that people think they see UFOs. Well, I guess I would say I'm less of a believer in UFOs just because, like, we saw something that was clearly a star that looked like it could have totally been a UFO.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, we thought it was a plane first and didn't move. And, like, well, what could it be? So we used the internets and looked up answers.
Yep.
Thank you, internets. So then the next day we got in early and we found a spot pretty fast, I would say.
Yeah, a little bad.
Someone was leaving and then we did some climbing on rocks and...
The rocks of Joshua Tree are definitely very interesting and unlike a lot of places. Like, they're big, pillowy, well, they're not soft, but they're all big, round.
They're like, you just lay down and you're like, ah!
They're all big, round, kind of smooth to the look of them rocks. Well,
they look smooth, but when you get on them, they are not smooth at all.
Yeah.
They're like sandpaper.
The major feature is just bubbly shapes.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And there's a lot of them. It's weird, though, because, like, I mean, I guess we drove a lot through the park.
A lot.
Like,
we drove, I don't know how much in the park we drove. We probably did, like, at least 60 miles in 2 days in the park.
Yeah, so you'll see, it'll look like a just flat Joshua Tree, and then you'll get closer and closer, and like, oh, look, there's some crazy rocks. I saw a roadrunner on this trip. We did not see any tortoises.
We saw a coyote thing.
Oh, yeah, a coyote thing just kind of went across the road and then stopped and looked at us like, what do you got for me?
Can I eat you?
And then I was going to try to get a better shot, and he was like, fuck this, and ran off. He did not trust a black man.
Yeah.
He knows even better. Coyotes are racist.
He knows better.
He's like, he's got a bottle, it might be a nigger knife. So I saw a roadrunner, saw a chipmunk, saw rabbits.
Saw a rabbit. Possibly the same rabbit twice.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell the rabbit. All the rabbits look the same.
Hey, at least that giant dinosaur. Was that the one that's on the movie, The Wizard or the Wiz, whatever.
What are you talking about?
That giant dinosaur over there.
Oh, I don't know where that's from.
Remember, but you remember that movie, with The Wizard, with the kid who is also met Nintendo?
Oh, I didn't see that movie, but it had Fred Savage in it.
It has Fred Savage, and they at one point go, they're on their way to like a video game tournament or something, and the kid freaks out, and they stop at like this, I think it's that. I think it's those two giant dinosaurs.
It could be. We can look it up. Where are we at right now?
Cabazon.
Cabazon. We'll look it up.
Okay.
I should mention we're driving right now, so.
What's out Noah's window?
What's out Max's car window? Any highlights for your trips? Any highlight for the trips for you guys?
We climbed over all the rocks, and it was awesome.
Yeah,
like,
that was fun.
You'd have to, like, try to figure out how to get from, you know, where you were to the top, and you had different routes you could try to take, and then none of them were, like, deathly terrifying, but none of them were super easy either.
But, didn't say anything about the wizard, though.
Well, yeah.
I was thought maybe, like, if it was in it, like, maybe they try to promote it, like, hey, we were in the wizard.
That cop is not going to catch anybody. We're going 20. Why are you scoping out the high-traffic area?
If you want to date someone who's super fit, date a woman who climbs rocks, because they are very fit. Some of them are hairy, though. You know, if you can deal with that, that's cool. Any highlights for the trip for you, Kathy?
We didn't even finish all the vodka we were going to try to finish.
I know. We can finish it now.
Don't talk.
Kathy says the highlight of the trip is that she doesn't talk.
Yay.
So, I think, unless you want to talk about anything else happened on the trip.
Oh, we got to do top three trips, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Okay. I was going to move to that, unless there was anything else you wanted to mention. Oh, apparently, Max really likes movie adaptation, and he will point stuff out to you throughout the whole movie.
I will watch the movie adaptation with anybody who wants to come watch it with me.
And they'll be like, see, this is going to come back later.
Totally,
and then they'll be like, it's coming back right now.
I'll totally annoy you by telling you which things to watch out for.
I've never seen someone who loves that movie so much. I don't even see you talk so much during a movie. Like,
I guess I probably totally blew it, but I want everybody to like it, so I want to like point out all the things that I think are super smart about how it was made.
I mean, it's definitely interesting. Those things are interesting, but I just, for whatever reason, didn't tie together to a great movie for me. Like,
yeah,
those points parts to point out are interesting points, but, like, yeah, it just did not tie together. Like, oh.
I don't think it's, like, the best movie ever for everybody, but I definitely, for me, yeah, I really, really like it.
But also, like, I think sometimes with movies, like, the movie that's part of Pop 3 doesn't necessarily have to be, like, a great movie. Like, it may just speak to you in a way that, you know, it hits home.
It hits, yeah, totally. You may have had some experience or something, and that movie hits it.
All right, so top three road trips, I think, is what we're going to do.
We start at number three or number one?
Number three.
Okay.
Number three, I'm going to say, is the road trip I took with Andy and Go. It was Tim, Stephanie, and Danelle, and we all took a road trip to Vegas. I think it was my first time, and I don't remember who else's first time it was. But it was just a lot of fun. We had a good time together. I think that's when Tim and Danelle first started rekindling the romance. Or maybe, I can't remember specifics. Tim will probably correct me. There definitely was some connection there. And that is where I told you my friend Stephanie won like $1,500 because I had to go to the bathroom.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Because I was like, I need to go to the restroom before we leave.
Did you make a claim to some of the money because you...
Well, she paid for our room, which was... Thanks, Stephanie, if you don't listen to this, but... But yeah, she paid for our room because, I went to the bathroom and she won money.
Side note, before I start my third, number three, I had some friends who were doing a road trip to Vegas, and one of them is notoriously bad with directions, and instead of maybe, you know, this is pre-GPS, instead of maybe, like, having another person stay awake or, you know, show them a map or something, like, they just like, okay, you know, it's the middle of the night, your turn to drive, and they all went to sleep, and he drove the wrong direction, he turned off on some wrong freeway. And they're trying to go to Nevada because that's where Las Vegas is. And they woke up and like 3 or 4 hours later, and they were in New Mexico or something, or like Arizona. But you know, so a neighboring state, but still, like they woke up well into Arizona and like, where are we?
Yeah.
What do you mean? We should be there like soon, and we're in a different, we're in the wrong state.
They should have just took a trip to Arizona. Here's nice.
Yeah. That's pretty funny though. Get that many hours off track.
Yeah. I think the only time I've ever flew to Vegas is the time we went to Utah.
Yeah.
I think every other time I've always driven to Vegas.
It's a pretty, like, it's close enough that there's not, and then if, I don't know, but it is pretty cheap to fly there.
Yeah, it is, like, yeah, well, how much, it's like $100, maybe a little.
Yeah, generally $100. So then you gotta take a cab to and from the airport, that's a couple bucks. I don't know.
But, I mean, generally, I mean, you're not gonna be driving when you get there anyways. You're probably gonna be doing a lot of walking or...
walking in cabs, and now they have that tram and whatnot.
Side note, I went to Vegas with Jeff and Tim for Tim's bachelor party. It was fucking hot as fuck. I normally don't remember, like, the years of things, but I remember this time because it was 777, because tons of people were getting married in Vegas, okay. Because it was like, oh, this is lucky.
Right.
It was horrible. It was so fucking hot. Anyways, 777. You're number three.
777. Okay. Number three road trip for Max. It's probably this one or Coachella. Coachella's maybe kind of more...
I thought you were going to that one, buddy.
Oh, right. it was definitely this one. This is a pretty good road trip, you know. Any road trip with Noah is pretty solid. Like, you can depend on him for not being an annoying car companion.
I try not to be.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it. And, yeah, it was fun.
Anything else to add about this road trip? Well, we saw the Grand Parsons.
Oh, yeah. We were on a mission to see all this Grand Parsons stuff, which none of us in the car actually care about, I don't think.
Kathy cares about it
She's kind of interested about it a little bit.
I mean, I think she cares about it because your dad's interested.
Well, yeah. But that's basically the same thing. She doesn't care about it.
Well, that's like she doesn't care about it.
Right.
She wouldn't care about it normally, but the fact that your dad cares about it, she cares about it. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's fair.
Kathy wants to do mountain climbing now.
Rock climbing, mountain climbing.
And I remember when me and Tim went. Oh, so Tim might bring this up. So me and Tim definitely did mountain climbing, and I was spotting Stephanie, and I noticed this hot girl walking by, and instead of watching Stephanie, I watched the hot girl, and she fell.
Oh no!
But the only reason she didn't hit the ground is because I was holding it far. Like, I didn't have enough slack that she would hit the ground. Like, if there was any more slack, she would hit the ground.
Wow.
Yeah.
But if it was already bad enough that she was like, did she fall to the end and then have a huge jerk and it was like, almost like.
Nah, I mean. No, she was laughing. It didn't hurt her.
What bad would it have been if she had hit the ground? Would she have hit it, like, at a high rate of speed?
Pretty fat. I mean, she probably would have maybe broke something. It was padded, but...
You're a bad friend.
That was not good. I will never do that again. I mean, like, I will not take my eyes off. Okay, number two road trip. I had one, but now I forgot it. Oh, now I remember what it was. Wait for it.
I'm double wrecked.
We took our friend Jeff to Disneyland, like, a surprise trip for his birthday one year. We rented a minivan, and we didn't tell him where we were going for, like, a long time. I think eventually he figured it out.
Before the trip.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was me, Tim, Danelle, Jeff, Miranda, and I think that was it. Stephanie.
Jeff, Miranda. That's, like, six people.
And Stephanie.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I guess that's what the minivan, hence the minivan.
Yeah, we all took down Disneyland, had a great time, and it was lots of fun. So it was a good road trip, and we always play games when we, like, take road trips. Like, we play, like, the last name game, I think, where it's, like, I think you think of an actor, like, John Malkovich, and then you gotta think of another actor whose first name starts with M, and then just some other letter.
I played that one, that's a pretty good one.
We play some other game, too. Maybe movies that they're in, like, connecting, like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. I can't remember.
Like, they say somebody, and then you have to say a movie they're in, and the next person has to say another person from that movie.
Yeah. I mean, there's another game we play, too. I can't remember the name of it right now. It might be that Last Name Game.
Last Name Game. So, is that your...
Yeah, that's number two.
My number two would be, when Kathy moved out here from the Midwest.
Oh, wait, that's not number one?
That's not number one.
All right.
Because honestly, as road trips go, it wasn't... Like, we had a good time, but we didn't have time to stop for anything. We just had to get her out here, you know? I had, like, so many days off between Christmas and New Year's, you know? So I went out there, we rented the truck, we packed all our shit up, like, super quick. We took off that night, made it, like, you know, 100 miles, got a hotel. The next day, we drove, like, for 9-10 hours, got a hotel. You know, so it was pretty solid each day, but it was a fun trip, and, you know, we stayed in... We had to stop a lot to let the dog out to pee, and we'd, you know, walk around.
It was pretty exciting. Like, it was just kind of like together.
Yeah, totally. It had a lot of that going. So that was pretty awesome. That would be my... And then we, partway through... Oh, and we had a couple people on the way we could stop at and see, which was nice, you know, even if it was just for the night. But we stopped off at a friend's house here, and we were going to stop at my grandma's house, but the road actually...
The grandma likes to poke you and sing songs?
No, the other grandma.
Okay.
The good grandma.
I hope your grandma's not listening to this.
Yeah, but then the highway actually got, like, snow on it, which was, it's in Arizona, so we didn't think that would happen, but I guess there are high bunch of Arizona that get snow. So we actually had to go, like, super far south, and we were within, like, 10 miles of Mexico, I think, at one point.
And then what was the best state you drove through? What was most, do you remember, like, what, like, picturesque or anything? Or is it all just kind of blend together,
yeah,
and, like, just driving,
it's all, like, that southwest region. That's not really my favorite region at all. I'm not a big fan of desert.
Okay.
And, like, those stupid Coco Pelli art guys, I hate those, and like blue glass and cactus. It's just like they all have the same four things, and I don't like any of them.
One thing I would say about like Joshua Tree is like it was cool climbing the rocks, but visually, I mean, it's interesting, but like Zion Park was much more pretty.
Yeah, but Zion was so pretty. Like I think other things could compete with it, but it was a really strong competitor.
Yeah. Any really highlights from the road trip, Kathy, when you came out here?
No, just did it too. I didn't have much time to stop to look at things. Although there was like a vacuum cleaner museum,
which we did not stop at.
I don't know if the picture up. Sure, there's a vacuum cleaner museum that was a highlight.
No, there was just a lot of impressive things that I was like, why do these exist?
And we did create a new, what is it, like a ritual? What's the thing that you do?
Yeah,
it's the thing you do that's not even necessarily, like, that great, but because you did it once, like, on that trip, now it's, like, a thing that you might do again.
We did it more than once.
Well, yeah.
What did
you
do?
So, like, you know, the La Quinta is this really cheap hotel that also takes pets. So we stayed in, and then actually they're pretty, like, nice, like, most of them are pretty clean and everything. Anyways, but it seems like every La Quinta has a Denny's, like, right nearby. So, like, multiple times we'd go to La Quinta, we're so beat, you know, we just want to eat something and go sleep. So we'd go to Denny's, and we'd generally try to get some beer in there. Like, yeah, so we'd get our La Quinta, we'd get our Denny's in there and take it back, like, just get it to go, take it to La Quinta and eat it in bed. It's, like, the perfect, like, American, like, lazy American. Like, eating crappy junk food in crappy cheap hotel.
That McDonald's is crazy. It had, like, a weird little mascot on the back.
So we have the La Quinta Denny's night now, which we, you know, we don't do very often, but...
We started a tradition in Zion, but Kathy broke it this time.
Yeah. We did not have a
I'm going to give you a hard time about that for a little bit, and then I'll stop.
Well, maybe I'll find one online and order it.
All right. It'll be better than nothing.
Okay.
Then we can match.
All right, number one...
If we all go out, then people think we're together, and you're not. Like, oh, look, they're wearing matching shirts. Who's that random white guy?
Number one road trip.
Max already spoiled it.
No, maybe they didn't. Okay.
Coachella.
Max is going to say his Mexico one.
Nope.
No.
I should have probably put that on number three, though.
There's the cube. I like. You've seen it, though, right?
Yeah.
Coachella. It was the first time I've been there. And that was the first road trip we took together, right? And it was great. We all had a good time. We had a good time going down there. We had a good time at Coachella.
It was hot as hell.
Yeah, it was hot as fuck. And I was sick, which is not pleasant. Like, I think if I went again, I'd probably have a better time because it would still be hot, but at least I won't be sick and hot.
Yeah, it was fucking hot there.
But yeah, that was, I mean, I saw some great music, and that was the first, like, I've wanted to go for so long, and I just haven't. I think ever since, like, the divorce, I've been trying to do, like, things instead of, like, going, maybe I'll do that next year, or I'll put it off. Like, I'm like, you know, I should just do it. Like, I should just stop, like, putting off things and just, like, actually do these things I want
to
do.
That's a good mantra to live your life by. Just try to just do it.
Yeah.
Stupid Nike.
So I think when I bought my ticket, I don't think I even knew a way. I had a card back then, but I don't think I knew how I was going to get it out. Like, I didn't figure out yet, but I'm like, you know, I'm just buying a ticket. I'll figure it out later. And then you guys want to go and able to get a ticket, luckily, even though it almost didn't happen.
Yeah, that's right. We have to get in line on the computer, and I'm like, oh, I'm the computer guy. I'll just fire it up. I'll have it open in two browsers just in case. And, like, it was, like, not letting me in. It was like, yeah, no, you're still in line. Don't worry, you're still in line. And then Kathy's like, and it's been, like, an hour. Like, literally, no joke, an hour. I've been pressing refresh, and it's just, like, still, no, you're in line. Don't worry. And then Kathy fires it up on her computer just in case, and it immediately goes right in. I'm like, what? It's not this all right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was worried I wasn't gonna get a ticket either, but I did, and you got a ticket, and worked out. We had a great time. Saw some good bands. Saw Radiohead, which is like
that was an awesome show.
Radiohead is always a good show.
Was that your favorite show of the?
I think so.
Okay.
There's a lot of good stuff though. Girl Talk was really awesome too.
Girl Talk.
I was not sure how that was gonna be live, just because it's just him dancing around behind a keyboard, basically, or like behind a laptop.
Yeah, he put on a good show.
He put on a good show.
I like Girl Talk. What he does is good. I mean, he's creating music, but it's not like the same as Radiohead. But
right.
But I think what's great about Girl Talk is like everyone really knows the songs and like they just sing along. And I mean, I'm sure it's the same with Radiohead. But I don't know if people sing along with Radiohead. Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, it was like a party. It was like a little party.
It was, yeah. And I think having all those people up on stage dancing too gave it more of that atmosphere of just like, yeah, it's a party.
Right. So that was my number one road trip.
My number one road trip was my best friend Rusty. His sister was in the Army, and she was stationed in Texas, and she had just bought a new car, and then she was going to get shipped out to Iraq. And I don't know if it costs a lot to store a car or whatever, but she told him, like, hey, come get my car, and then keep it for me while I'm deployed, and then, you know, I'll take it back. You know, it's a brand new car, so he's, like, all excited to drive a brand new car for a while. And so we flew out to Texas and saw her off, which was cool, and then got in her car, and we drove back, and we actually had time this time. So we didn't have, like, a super amount of time, but we got to go a couple places, and we drove from Texas back to California to Santa Barbara, and that was an awesome trip because, you know, it's your best friend. Like, that's the only trip I've ever done with him, and, you know, we just got to talk and listen to music and see the sights. Driving through Texas, like, it's just Texas is huge, like, way bigger than I thought. And you just get on these roads and there's just nothing. It's just flat desert for hundreds of miles. And like I just always have this memory of, you know, we're just cruising and it's like it becomes so blasé that you're like going 100 miles. Like I set the cruise control on 100 miles an hour, which I've never done before. And you're just straight. Like I could have just taken my hands off the wheel and just done nothing for an hour. Like we drove for 100 miles an hour for an hour and didn't see anything. Like not another car, nothing.
I remember my friend drove to Colorado, and he said it was just so, like, empty, the road, that he just got out in the middle of the road and just pissed. Like, he had to go piss, and he just stopped in the middle of the road and pissed. Like, I'm like, what? Like, yeah. He's like, there was no one there. Like,
yeah. Hopefully there's enough room for if somebody's coming to see that you're doing that, but...
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Rusty is the guy that Max would marry if he was a man. Or woman. Yes. Woman. Yep. Or one of them.
If he had a uterus and, like, a functioning... parts such that we could produce a baby.
What if he still had the same face?
He's not a pretty man. You know, you'd probably wear makeup and a mask for me or whatever.
Oh, man. You could get like one of those Bishop Apostle masks?
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, maybe, yeah, you tend to grow to, like, be attracted to people that you're on anyways.
You could put a wig on him, do him from behind.
Yeah.
Or her. I guess it'd be her at that point.
I would probably start out that way.
Then maybe, like, as you love her more, you're like, all right, you can turn around.
Luckily, we don't have to go too far down that path since it's not heaven.
All right, so I think that's it. I'm gonna talk about the hypothetical we talked about.
On my favorite road trip ever, with Rusty. So we got back, like, we had driven his car to the airport where we flew out from. So we didn't drive all the way back to Santa Barbara together. We got, you know, 99% of the way there. And then we got to the airport. So I had to drop him off at his car. And then he let me drive his sister's car. So we had, like, maybe 50 miles or something, I don't know, to go, like, in our both separate cars. And this car she got had this, like, voice record feature where you could, like, record little audio notes or something.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It was stored in the car?
Yeah. It was, like, part of the navigation slash, like, I don't think it had navigation, but it had, like, you know, the fancy radio. And then one of the things it could do was record these little voice notes. So I recorded this note that was, like, super incriminating, that, like, I had weakened the brakes and, like, he was gonna crash it and probably die. And I thought it would be funny. Well, not funny exactly, but, like, it would be funny if he listened to that, you know, because it's funny, like, oh, you said me have to die. But also, I'm like, what if, like, the brakes actually do go out and he actually does die, and then they listen to that tape? That would be horrible. Or possibly horrible, but also it would be so unlikely that I would do that. I don't know.
Did you leave it?
Yeah, I left it.
Okay. One thing I learned about Max's ship is he likes to not follow the rules and push buttons. Test the limits. That's what's like. Test the limits.
Yeah, I do.
Like, apparently, he used to get into his uncle. It's your uncle, right?
Yeah.
Uncle's car and just turn everything on. Like, turn on the windshield wipers, turn on the radio loud. Like, repeatedly. And at first, like, it shocked his uncle. But then he just got used to it. Just like, all right. He didn't even react anymore, right?
No, yeah, he wouldn't really react. He would, like, be like, oh, you got me. Like... he probably, I don't know. And this is like, this is literally like probably 2 to 3 days a week for more than a month. I would just every day go to his house because he was driving us to school, turn on everything in the car, he'd get in, turn the key on, everything goes off, and he's like, oh, and then he turns it off, and then we go to school.
Is that your family was very like permissive, like with the things that you did? Like,
yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess it's a good thing, right?
Yeah, they're encouraging of things, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's really encouraging, but yeah, they were very, they allowed me to explore my space.
All right, so I want to leave off of the two hypotheticals we talked about with the parent and child that you were talking about.
Okay.
So, your house is burning down, your mother and your daughter, or does it matter if it's daughter or son?
It doesn't really matter if it's daughter or son.
Okay.
Although,
your child, your biological child's inside, and your mother's inside. Who do you save? And then...
But your mother knows the cure to cancer.
Well, no, hold on. I'm going to get to that. So that's one hypothetical. Then, would it change your answer if we said, your mother is working on a cure to cancer, she almost has a breakthrough, so if she dies, you're possibly going to lose this cure to cancer, and your child has done nothing. Like, you don't know, your child could be great, your child could be an idiot.
Like, your child could end up to be some sort of serial killer.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what your child's going to do, but we know that your mother is working on the kid of cancer, and she's super close. If she dies, it's going to be lost. So, those two hypotheticals.
Tough one.
I think for the second one, I would pick my mom. Like, sorry, kid, I love you. Yeah. And I'm sure some people judge me for that, but, you know, it's a hypothetical. Exactly. Who knows what I actually do if the time came. So that's it. Kathy, got anything to add?
No.
She said no. Max?
Nope.
All right.
See you later, Tankcasters.
It's been emotional.
Thanks for listening to Tankcast. We're not on iTunes anymore, so you can't subscribe to us. You gotta go to tankcast.com to get our RSS feed and put it in your iTunes subscriber monkey. And then, if you go to tankcast.com, that's where our blogs are. That's where our Twitter feed link is. That's where our Facebook link is. That's where our store link is. So, go to tankcast.com and fuck iTunes. Thanks for listening.
Tankcast. Do you have any name for your... Wait, are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording. Do I have a name for this?
Do you have a name for people who listen to Tankcast? Do you have, like, a special...
Tan Nasties, I think?
Tan Nasties.
Yeah, I think that's what we came up with.
Okay. Goodbye, Tan Nasties.